Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Ms. J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning. Ms. J.
I'm grateful for everyone who tuned in today. Daylight savings time. Oh, that
PTSD syndrome. Oh my goodness, we lost an hour. How is that making you feel today? Some of you guys are probably late. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's time to get up and start your day. It's time to keep going, moving forward in the right direction. There's no looking back. You can't get that hour back, so quit complaining about it. Let's get up. Let's OD on positivity. That's how we do it right here, Monday through Friday on Ms. J in the Morning. I am so excited to start my day off the right way. Each and every time I get a chance with those of you around the world who are ready to make a choice to be more positive in your life, it is proven that changing your actions, your thoughts, and your words for the positive can actually help you live a longer and healthier life. So we're going to OD on positivity right here on Ms. J in the Morning with the best in inspirational music, some inspirational news or spin on what's going on in life, inspiration just all over the place. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to probe you. We're going to force you to OD on positivity. Starting to show off right with Miss Demita Haddon. No looking back. What's up, girl? Shout out to Demita. Shout out to everybody that's listening, no matter where you are in the U.S. of A. No matter where you are around the world, there's no looking back. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. You can't move forward always looking in your rearview mirror. You got to keep going. God's got that. So let's get right back to some music with Jay Ross. God's got it. It's Miss Jay in the Morning.
Yo, P.
Let's go.
Jay, ready? It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa. Why?
Yeah. My block in here.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
It's Miss J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who's tuning in. Ah, daylight savings time. Don't we hate it? We gotta get up, y'all. We gotta do it big. That's Mary Mary right here from the album Something Bigger. You know, nobody really wants to be a loser, so why don't we settle in for second best in life? Why don't we get up and say, you know, that'll do. I'm tired, lost an hour. You know, we actually have a remedy for that. I actually did some research about daylight savings time and wondered why is it so hard after daylight savings time. Now, a lot of times in the fall, you know, to keep up with, there's a saying you fall back, meaning you set your clocks back an hour, and you spring forward, meaning you set your clock up an hour in the spring. So those of you who have never heard of that before, that'll help you. You fall back and spring forward, because sometimes people get confused. You think you do it the opposite way, but whatever. Just a couple of days ago or this past weekend, we had to set our clock up an hour. We had to spring forward. It's springtime, apparently, which means you lost an hour. But I wanted to know, did that really change our lives? Why does it come so hard? Is it just something that we just say? Is it something that everybody likes to complain about because that's just the way that we do it here in America? But we actually did research, and I found that it is true. Turning your clock up an hour can actually affect our lives in a major way. I mean, during the research, it's crazy. I didn't even know that we have, like, a Sleep in America poll, where they actually take polls about sleeping patterns and sleeping habits in America. So right now, only about 70% of us in America agree with the daylight savings time. And there actually was a petition to do away with daylight savings time. Like, there was people, like, really going to Congress, like, can we stop this? It's not, we can't even do it. Like, we can't do it. I didn't even know that there's a National Sleep Foundation. Yes, in America, we have a National Sleep Foundation, the ones that actually test out mattresses and tell everybody what's the recommended amount of sleep and how our body functions with sleep or the lack thereof. So the average American adults get about 6 hours and 51 minutes of sleep. Now, they've got it all the way down to the hour, to the minute. So an average of 6 to 7 hours of sleep is what Americans normally do, adult Americans. That's, you know, just a few minutes shy of the 7 to 9 hours that experts recommend. It's recommended that you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Now, we've got to go into psychology and talk about what sleep really is. It's not, you know, you're laying there, but you're really not asleep because you can hear everything. It's like that REM, that rapid eye movement. If you don't know what that is, go ahead and Google it and you'll find out. But I'm not going into that. Now, we're supposed to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Right now, the average American only gets about 6 hours and 51 minutes. Now, you say that's not really bad, but what about with daylight savings time when we lose an hour? Then we're at 5 hours and 51 minutes. Now, people say, well, you know, that really wouldn't make a difference, but it actually shows that the Monday after daylight savings time, the number of car crashes increases. The number of car crashes increases the day after daylight savings time. Fatal alcohol-related accidents increase. Heart attacks become more common. And injuries in the workplace. Yes. And it actually shows in studies that people are more likely to waste time on the Internet, all due to fatigue because of daylight savings time. So I'm wondering if we actually have statistics that have shown during the years that the number of car crashes increases, fatal alcohol-related accidents increases. This is just the day after daylight savings time. Those of you who are in other countries, in America we have daylight savings time where on Sunday we push our clocks up an hour. And the Monday after daylight savings time, statistics have shown that there's increased number of car crashes, increase in fatal alcohol, fatal meaning somebody dies, y'all. Yeah. Alcohol-related accidents and heart attacks become more common. There's more injuries in the workplace, and people waste more time at work or at home on the Internet, all due to fatigue. So how do we do it? Doctors actually said, well, doing a petition to Congress and trying to fight to, you know, stop daylight savings time might take some years. And so the best way to do it is to stop what our habits are in the house. Especially today with technology, our habit is to allow the clocks to set themselves. But doctors actually recommend to give yourself 24 to 48 hours to adjust to it. So you have to prepare your mind. Set your clocks the night before. Right before you go to bed, set your clock an hour ahead. Maybe around dinner time, they suggest. Most Americans eat dinner around 7 o'clock, so go ahead and set your clock up. That'll give you some hours and start tricking your mind to getting adjusted. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel as fatigued. Also, get your mind in order to say it's daylight savings time, so tomorrow I'm going to take a little extra time to get ready. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to go slower to work, all that stuff, but we ain't going to change it, y'all. And I want y'all to just go ahead and say, hey, it is what it is. Can't really trip about it. God's got it. Shout out to Jay Moss. But isn't that interesting? I think we should just go ahead and do away with it. Ms. Jay said, let's start the poll again and say, no more daylight savings time. And I know, because most of y'all call in late after daylight savings time to listen to Ms. Jay in the morning. So now that y'all are getting up and almost time for the show to end, we're going to get into some music to wake you up. So we can't change it. We ain't going to gonna dwell on it, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me. We're gonna make a choice today to be positive in every way, no matter if it's daylight savings time, y'all. That's the midday challenge. It takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. The only moment you have control of is your actions in this moment, not yesterday, not an hour ago, not even tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised, y'all. So why not do it right now? Be positive. Make a choice to do that. And while you're going on about your day today, just make sure you're extra careful. I share with you the statistics. Some people may be fatigued and a little bit sleepy because they didn't go to bed when they were supposed to during daylight savings time. So just watch your back. While you're at work, while you're on the road, and you're supposed to do it anyway, but especially during this time. Let's get into some music to help you wake up. Here's my boy Ty Trivet. Everything fresh. Everything fresh. Get up and dance. Let me get the party alone. Hey.
Everything fresh, man.
man, everything fresh. Everything fresh, man, everything fresh. Out with the old, in with the new. That's how we do it right here. Ty Trevin on Miss J in the morning. You can start all over again. Really, it's a brand new day, y'all. It's a brand new day. I don't know how church folks say it. Brand new grace. Brand new mercy. Brand new blessings waiting for you on this day. No matter what your religious background is. If you woke up this morning, you have a fresh start. A whole another 24 hours to get it right. Well, right now you're about some hours into the day. So you got to actually move a little bit quicker because some hours have already passed. But don't worry. You got a brand new start, a brand new morning to start being more positive. You can change your whole family dynamic by doing simple things. Those of you who have been listening to Ms. J in the morning, most of y'all think I could be making stuff up. And I want you guys to go ahead and study the show yourselves approved. Don't just take my word for it. You have so much access to a world of knowledge. Our people perish because of the lack of what? Knowledge. Go ahead and do it. Google it. Whatever I suggest, whatever I say, I want y'all to challenge me. I want you to look it up and say, actually, Ms. J, this is what it says, if I'm incorrect. Y'all don't be trying to check me live on the air and tell me I said something wrong when I know I didn't. I'm just messing with you. But the truth of the matter is our people do perish because of lack of knowledge. And what you need to know is that you do have an opportunity to change your life. We can actually change the lives of those around you. We can start a ripple effect that can actually change the world. It's not just something people say. It's actually been proven. Those of you who like science, it's been proven scientifically. It's been proven spiritually. It's been proven psychologically. Change your actions, your words, even your thoughts for the positive can help you live a longer and healthier life. Studies have actually shown that people that wake up in the morning and begin with a positive affirmation are actually more successful in life. Earlier in the, I don't know, this was in the year or maybe even last year, it was a little while ago that I shared on the show a story, guys, gotta archive it, that it actually is proven that people that wake up early in the morning are more successful. So congratulations to all these successful people listening to Ms. J in the morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, and y'all over there on in the UK, y'all 8 hours ahead, so I'm really helping you in your afternoon. But it doesn't matter where you are. You're actually making choices to be positive in today, which is actually helping you live a longer life. So I want to say congratulations to everybody who has taken a stand to do something better about the lives that we live. Now, a lot of us aren't living horrible lives. A lot of us are satisfied with where we are, but wouldn't it be better to just add a little cherry on top to say, hey, I just burned some calories by laughing a little bit harder. I just got rid of some wrinkles and tightened up my face by smiling a little bit more. Okay, I want to go ahead and give a sidebar and some tips to these women who are aging and they're tripping about wrinkles and all this other type of stuff. Do you know smiling can actually help your face get lifted? Yeah. I mean, some of us might need a little bit more help with Botox, but hey, less is better. So just smile more. It actually tightens your face and the muscles in your face. It actually lifts your face and your cheek, your neck, all that stuff. So if you don't want to, you know you're about my age. You know, we're getting a little bit up there. And you're worrying about facial stuff sagging, men and women. It happens for us all. Just smile a little bit more. It's a natural facelift. You ain't got to worry about spending all that money on Botox if you start now. Those of you who have already been frowning for a long time, you got crow's feet, you got wrinkles, your face is sagging on one side, look like you didn't have a stroke because you've just been mean. So why don't we laugh a little bit more? Why don't we OVO positivity Monday through Friday right here on blogtalkradio.com? And we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal and my iArtist Radio family. I want all of you guys to log on to iArtistRadio.com, download the iTunes app. If you download the iTunes app, you can listen to the best in R&B music, hip-hop, neo-soul, soul, morning inspiration, and me, your girl, Ms. J. I'm featured on a mobile app, y'all. And it's free to download, so go ahead and download the iTunes app. You can do it now because we're about to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, yes, we have the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are new to the show, this is your opportunity to rep your city. But you have to call in 714-816-4743. I got you logged in. We're going to do the midday area code check-in. Those of you who are sending me messages saying, that was kind of hot, I like that. Thank you so much for the support. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Don't y'all go nowhere. Those of you who are listening online, go ahead and call in. 714-816-4743. It's Miss J in the morning, y'all.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Video cast and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
MizJProductions.com is where you can go to give frequent updates about what's going on with the company and the show. Artists that we've featured on the show, new music coming up, news and special events and all that great stuff. We got a lot of stuff going on with Miz J Productions, and I am so proud of my ladies. What's up, ladies? All the ladies out there, say hey. Oh, see, y'all a little too. I said ladies. Y'all sounded like men. Hey. Clarion, folks. Wake up, all my ladies out there. Say hey. Shout out to all my women and pumps. I am so excited about Miz J Productions' New Women Society Pumps. P-U-M-P-S. Every woman needs her pumps. Y'all know it. We need our positivity, our purpose of uplifting, our mentoring, our positivity, and our sisterhood. Pumps is a national society. We're opening new chapters across the nation and eventually around the world, and I'm so excited about Pumps for Life, the new empowerment series that started this month. Every Sunday in Stockton, California, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can join me for Pumps. Pumps for Life is an empowerment series, giving you the breakdown, the tools, the knowledge, the wisdom that you need to help you live a better life. Now, for women only, men, we're working out something for you. Don't worry about it. We got you. But I got to get my women. And then you should encourage us to do it, because most of y'all complaining about us. Y'all say we talk too much, we too emotional, we nag you all the time, we too angry at times. We too catty and we bicker back and forth, and y'all ain't got time for all that. So we're going to get our women together. Women, those of you who are out there and say, I don't do women. I have more guy friends than I do girlfriends. Or some of you are saying, well, I don't know why I don't have too many friends. I mean, I got married, just me and my husband, and I would like to have more of a sisterhood. Or you have a sister and you really don't like her and want to know why, or you're having issues in relationships. Don't worry about it. Pump for Life. You want to live a better life, you got to join me. Now, there are some registration instructions, so you have to log online, MizJProductions.com. We have a group on Facebook, Pumps. If you're my friend on Facebook or you follow me on Twitter, you can get more information about that. Just go ahead and call our office, 209-286-6495, 209-286-MIZ-J. Shout out to everybody who continues to support Miz J Productions. Shout out to my girl, Cynthia Harris. Hey, sister in charge of One Girl Gospel Management. I support local artists, y'all. Y'all know I support my artists. I love the ones who's out there grinding, and y'all need to support them too. So log on to One Girl Gospel, MGMT.com. Find out more information about them. They're on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube. The girls can sing. Don't even worry about it. Y'all wonder why I get so excited in the morning, and how do I do it? It's the love that I have on the inside of me. Y'all don't know what I'd have been through. I'd have been pressed. I'd have been stretched. I'd have been stressed. I'd have been slapped and punched and beaten, and I made it out on top, still smiling, still doing it big. Right here on Miss J in the morning, we love like crazy, so let's get back into some music, y'all. And I got a little bit more news. I'm encouraging y'all to laugh, but there's actually somebody in New York that got in trouble with the police for laughing a little too loud. Ain't that crazy? Now I got to tell y'all to be careful on how to laugh. We're going to talk about it right after this, but I love like crazy, y'all. That's how I do it. So let's laugh. And let's join Kiara Shears right here on Miss J in the morning.
You know I'm in love.
You're only 12. You got a lot going on in your life and you need to de-stress. The way you can do it is with laughter. But I guess we got to be careful about the laughter. But right before we get into that, well, no, let's just go ahead and talk about that. I forgot about the Miss J area code check-in. I was going to do it, but a couple of y'all calling in a little bit too slow. So dial 714-816-4743. I got to keep logging you in every time these new area codes pop up. So let's talk about it. A good way to de-stress, a good way to lower your blood pressure, a good way to burn calories is to laugh. A lot of us positive people and doctors and psychologists are telling people to laugh more, but what if your laughter is not accepted? Yeah, a man in Long Island is actually getting in trouble about his laughter. Yeah, it's no laughing matter to his next-door neighbor. Robert, 42 years old, has been issued a pair of tickets by the police for disturbing the peace. His next-door neighbor, Daniel, called the police because he said Robert was laughing too loud out of his window. Come on, really? Really? Yes, the detective wrote up two tickets, though, for disturbing the peace. Just in February. This just happened a few months ago, one day after another. Actually, they have the dates February 12th and February 13th. The tickets can range as much as $500. So for the police to actually write the tickets means that they agreed that he was disturbing the peace. For laughing too loud. I'm like, really? So now I can't laugh out my window because you're too close to my house. That ain't my fault. Why don't you close your window and shut your mouth? But after reading a little bit further, the story gets a little bit deeper. Robert actually has a neurological imbalance. He has a mental issue. But that's not the reason why he laughs that loud. He has a neurological problem. He has a little issue. And his neighbor, his neighbor Daniel actually makes fun of him. He teases him. He avoids him and makes him feel uncomfortable. They actually interviewed Robert. He's 42 years old, and he's able to communicate. And so Robert says he laughs at his neighbor every time he stares at him or says something bad about him because he knows that he's talking about him. That's what's up, Robert. He just laughs right in his face. Robert is OVNO positivity and making a choice to be positive, but he's not doing it in the right way. So, yeah, Daniel is getting a little upset, and it's just a fight back and forth with the families, and Daniel called the cops, and the cops came out and told the family to, you know, Daniel's been calling a little too much. We got to give you a ticket because you got to control Robert. And Robert is saying, actually, to Today News, he told them that, hey, you know, I just laugh at him. He knows that he's mocking him, and Robert is saying that the laughter is the best way to handle it instead of fighting, and I agree. I say, Robert, go ahead and laugh on, but I guess if you're doing it too loud and it's a little bit annoying that the police, you know, are agreeing that you got to keep a little bit quiet. So we got to be careful with our laughter, y'all. Ain't that crazy? Now you can't even laugh too loud with somebody tripping. You know, I got something to say to Daniel. Daniel, you need to OD on positivity. I need to look up Daniel, find him on Facebook, and email him, and tell him to tune in to Miss J in the morning. And he needs to be laughing right along with Robert. Robert got neurological issues, and you sitting here teasing him and being mean and being ugly and being nasty because your life is a mess because you don't know how to OD on positivity. Now you're going to find this man two times for laughing. Are you kidding me? How about your music? How about your ugly face when you're sitting there looking mean? You should get fired for that. That's disturbing my peace. That's what I got to say to Daniel. I support Robert. When somebody is messing with you, somebody mocking you, I say laugh and laugh loud. Laugh right out your window right at them. Tell the world about your happiness. I'm going to go ahead and open the forum. I'm going to share it on Facebook. Those of you who are my friends on Facebook, you know I don't make this stuff up. This stuff comes to me, I find this stuff, and it really does happen out here in the world. And it is crazy. But I'm going to tell the world, I'm going to continue to laugh just like Roberts. We're going to get into some music, and then right after this, we'll do the Miss J area code check-in. That's what I'm saying. My boy Robert, we're going to tell the world we happy. Go on, Robert, and laugh it on us. Just got to be a little bit quiet, y'all. It's Miss J in the morning.
Now I'm going to tell the world. Tell it everywhere I go. Tell the world, tell them. Yeah, I'm a billboard. Tell the world, tell them. Broadcasting like a radio. Tell the world.
I know one thing's true, I don't even really deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go, and I'ma tell the world what they need to know. I slave to myself, but you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life. I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but you first loved me. In my heart, I cursed you, but you set me free. I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing. But you hung there bleeding, you died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed. What is a man that you mindful of him? And what do I have to deserve his loving?
Trying to make the moments last, holding on to the past. Was like a hero in a dream. Christ came and he rescued me.
Now I'ma tell the world, tell the world, tell her. I'ma tell it everywhere I go, tell the world, tell her. Yeah, I'ma feel bold. Put your carrot counters, keep coming. And your love is so unconditional, like it's butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in a rear view, got a new me, got a clear view. I was so dead, I couldn't hear you. Too deep to sin to come near you. But you pull me in, you clean me up, and take me home, clean me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let the folks know that I done seen your love. And it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it. Can't quench your love, they can't separate us from the love of God. There's no estimate. My face looks the same, my brain didn't rearrange. But I'm changed, I promise I ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. You died on the cross to give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before. I got a beam of glory. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me, you keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world, and ain't nobody stopping me.
Trying to make the moments last, holding on to the past. Was like a hero in a dream. Christ came and he rescued me.
Now I'ma tell the world.
From Atlanta, Georgia, and whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Miss J in the Morning, Lecrae featuring Molly Music. Y'all know that's my man, Molly Music out there. Tell the world, I'ma tell it. I'ma tell it everywhere I go. I'm in love with Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Even though most of us don't have the same religious background, positivity blends the lines of religious barriers, races, cultures, creeds. So I'm grateful for all of you who tuned in. It's not just a Christian show. It's a positive show. Y'all know I ain't going to go there. Y'all felt me. Y'all felt me ready to preach, didn't you? You felt me. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, y'all. We can talk about that a little bit later, so we're going to go there. But right now, we're going to tell the world. I want to tell all y'all, thank you for tuning in around the world. Shout out to everybody who's calling in, listening on the UK, in South Africa, Japan, even the Netherlands. I'm so excited about that. In Canada, that's hot. And, of course, in my home country, North America, what's up in the U.S. of A.? Thank you for tuning in to Miss J in the Morning. It's time for the Miss J area code check-in. So no matter where you're calling from, I got to do my research on a lot of these new area codes. But I got you logged in, and Miss J going to give a little bit of her vocals. We're going to try to get through this without messing up, y'all. So y'all dialed in 714-816-4743, and I see you. Here we go. Woo! Jesus, I love all y'all that called in today. 209, y'all still got it on lock. That's what I'm talking about. NorCal in the house. Thank you so much for tuning in. And somebody just called in late. 310, I already got y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in no matter what time it is. I'm grateful for all of y'all who are listening on your computers. Shout out to my Macs and my PCs. Those of you who got the new computers that just came out, you know we got Windows 8, right? And I actually got a sneak peek of Windows 8. Now, you know, I've been a PC. I don't want to start no drama. There ain't no Pac and Biggie type thing, but I'm just a PC. I mean, software engineers understand. I'm not even going to go there. I don't even tell y'all that. Whatever you prefer, that's on you. Most people that's doing music, you got to have your Mac. I understand that. But most of the time, it's just the bells and whistles and all that. Let me stick with my PC. But I looked at Windows 8. And Windows 8, I mean, it has a new dashboard that's trying to look a little bit like Mac. So that made me a little faulty. I'm like, okay, come on. Come on, Bill. Bill Gates. Yeah. Okay, y'all don't know Bill Gates is the one that does Windows. Okay, thank you. All right, so I got to write a letter to Bill Gates and let him know, like, okay, even though it seems like Mac and iPhone and all that got it unlocked, PCs are still the number one sellers, y'all. So don't think we ain't got it unlocked. But then it made me feel kind of salty, like, okay, so why are we trying to look like them? Ain't that kind of crazy? Like, how you going to talk about somebody and compete with somebody, but then you going to reset up Windows 8 to look a little bit more like the Mac to be looking when you pull up the screen with the little station where you click on the icons to pull up stuff like you're looking on your phone and all. See, I don't like all that. So we're going to have to talk about that later. But I did want to talk about something before we ended the show. Now, this story I had to share. A lot of stuff going on in the news. And y'all know around the world, identity theft is like crazy. Like people just stealing folks' identity and doing like crazy stuff. So, you know, there's a story that I got to share. This girl got her wallet stolen. She got her wallet stolen. Her name is actually Pretty. No, not that her name is Pretty. Her actual name is Pretty. But that's a whole other story about naming your child something crazy. But really quick, her wallet got stolen. They stole money, and somebody was writing bad checks with her name. Like, anybody that knows about losing a wallet and losing your driver's license, it is heck to go through. So she's going through this, and she's a waitress at a local artist. I mean, at this local artist, Jesus, at a local restaurant. So she's a waitress at a local restaurant. I'm getting excited. Let me slow it down. And she goes and she serves people, and then they go ahead and they give her the ID because they order alcoholic drinks. And she checks the ID and finds out that the ID they use to buy drinks is actually her stolen ID. Yes! The person who stole her ID is actually sitting at her table ordering a drink. Isn't that crazy? Oh, my gosh. They did an interview, and she said it took everything in her not to scream. And she played it cool, y'all. She took the ID. She put the drink order in and gave the ID back. So she gave the ID back to the thief, she went and called the cops, and in minutes, the cops were there to actually arrest the woman that used the waitress's stolen ID to order a drink. You can't even look at the ID and see that you're looking at the woman in your face. The crazy thing is that the thief is actually old enough to order drinks with her own ID. She was 26 years old. So why are you using a stolen ID to order drinks? Yes, a 26-year-old using a stolen ID to order drinks and find out that the person you stole the ID from is your waitress. Isn't that crazy? Yes, I'm going to have to open up the form and we're going to have to talk about it. It only happens with crazy people. Now, if that ain't a super criminal, I don't know what is. We have a lot of stuff going on in this world, and I could not end the show without sharing that craziness. Everybody be careful. Those stupid criminals. How are you going to steal somebody's driver's license and not even look and say, hey, this looks familiar? The woman is serving time. I'm going to open up the forum and share it. We're actually at the end of the show, which, you know, it's kind of bittersweet, but I'm grateful that I've actually encouraged you to laugh a little bit more today, gave you a little bit something to think about, inspired you with some music, helped you OD on positivity, which means you're living a longer and a healthier life. So make sure you tune in Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. We are also featured on iartistradio.com, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can listen on demand. So make sure you log on and listen to Girl, support the show, become my friend on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Got some new videos coming up, y'all. I did it. I told you I was going to stay on it, and I'm getting back in it. Don't worry about it. But you can find all that information out on the website, MsJProductions.com. I'm so grateful for all of you. Shout out to everybody who continues to support my show and support me. And it's not just my show. It's our show. I wouldn't be able to do what I do if it wasn't for you loving me the way that you do it. So tell everybody to tune in right along with you right here on Ms. J in the Morning, because we're getting stronger, better, and moving faster towards our destiny. So I'm going to end the show with Angela Hines, SBF. Stronger, better, faster, y'all. It's Ms. J in the Morning. I love you. And I look forward to talking to you in the morning.
I've been broken, legs gave out, head hangs low. Cause I